I won't read this whole thing, but I wanted just to share the first paragraph of this little book. And it says, the most wonderful time of the year. So this would be in lieu of the invocation or a special prayer. But we do invite the Holy Spirit to be present with us tonight because Jesus is not here in the physical sense, but he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us always, even at this time of the year. And so we arrive at Christmas, the most wonderful time of the year. But Christmas isn't a mere celebration of an overnight occurrence or the commemoration of a sudden intervention. No, the arrival of Messiah Jesus was an eternity in making. You know, all the way from creation, Adam and Eve, until Jesus came to where we are now, it was a time of making. But when the time was fully come, it says in Galatians, what an extraordinary thing to consider. The timeless one who for all eternity existed outside the realm of time, entered time to bring eternity to us. And this is the peace and the promise of Christmas. It's not a dot on the line, it's the line itself. And the story reaches back into eternity past to show the plans and the purposes of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This story passes through time into the cross, into the resurrection, and it stretches forward into eternity future.